You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
And we're back. What an amazing day we're having here at the Peppermill. So many people coming out. What an epic show. We're having so much fun. Team Kosher Guru podcasting at the Peppermill 20th anniversary celebration. And we're about to have the owners of the Peppermill on, explain to us, talk to us, tell us so much about the Peppermill. What an awesome day we've been having. Welcome back to the second segment of today's epic show. And we're back. Thank you so much to our show sponsors. And we are at the Peppermill, as you've been watching through the first segment. And we are back at the Peppermill on 16th Avenue in Borough Park. Now, I always thought the Peppermill was a Fleischinger restaurant where they give you lots of good steaks and they come around with fresh cracked pepper. But that is not the case. The Peppermill is an amazing home goods store, which we're going to hear a little bit about. And we have the team behind the Peppermill with us. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Kyla Braver.
And Rifki Braver.
Amazing. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, it is my honor and thank you so much for having us over here as we are podcasting live our hit show, The Nosh, with you and celebrating a 20th anniversary. Ladies, 20 years over here at this location, the Peppermill. What's the story behind it? How did you create it? What's going on?
So 20 years ago, we began in a basement next door. It was just a little hobby. We always loved kitchenware and nice things, good things for the kitchen, and love to share whatever we know with everybody. So we decided, let's open up a store, bring the kosher Williams-Sonoma, quote-unquote, to Borough Park. So we started around the corner in the basement for 2 years. It's a cute little shop, but the demand grew, and we brought it out to 16th Avenue 18 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, we're going strong and keeps on getting bigger and better.
Bigger, but how did you two ladies meet?
When we got married.
I hope not to each other. That's the thing. We're in Borough Park. We got to keep it kosher.
We go back to camp days, and we know
really?
Each other from school.
Really? Wow.
We are related. Our husbands are brothers. So
wow. So two sister-in-laws.
It's to their credit that we met.
Two sister-in-laws working together. What does the Peppermill mean? Is there any meaning behind it? How do you come up with the name? What's the idea of the Peppermill?
Well, we were throwing around.
Because it's a cool name, I got to say.
Yes. We were throwing around lots of different names that pertain to kitchen gadgets. But this was kind of unusual. Most people had no idea what a Peppermill is. And we're glad to say that over the years we've introduced the Peppermills to people, how to use them, among all the other gadgets. So it has a catchy sound to it.
Your store is insane. It happens to be my first time walking in. And when we first got in and the challah presentation was still going on, I was just walking around, taking everything in, checking out the products. I'm going to start something back over here just because of where we are. And I'm looking across, and I think the idea is insane because I actually used to work in Pomegranate for 3 years, 3.5 years, as the general manager, and everybody would come in asking for different toppings, icings, especially with Hanukkah coming up, the fillings, and seeing what you have in the fridge, that there's every filling available, toppings, icings, everything, I think is an insane idea. How do you even think to do that over here in the Peppermill?
So it's a neighborhood that's full of bakers, and people like to do specialty things, and the ingredients that they would be using are typically not available in the grocery stores. They're really meant for bakeries.
Correct.
So we have this idea to bring those products to the home chef by buying the bulk cases. We package them, make them available, give them recipes to it, have demos that people can actually see the items being used. And that creates the enthusiasm that gets them going with their baking, and they really, you know, learn different things that they can produce.
Before we started, I was working with Gabe. We're walking around and we're like, you know, this is cool, this is cool. And like, we come to the fridge of all the the toppings and the fillings, and we're like, the lemon one.
Yes.
The lemon
my
one.
Favorite.
What's the number one seller of all those?
Bavarian cream.
Bavarian cream.
That was my number two.
Second favorite. Yes.
Love Bavarian cream. You said baking over here is an understatement. We all know in the Frum community between baking and cooking. You know, the old adage, the old joke that's coming up, you know, Thanksgiving. We do that every Shabbos. Everyone's going, you know,
absolutely.
In the American market over here, everyone's going crazy for the Thanksgiving Suda going on in the outer world. And we do that every single week nonstop. So it is a little bit of an understatement. But I was just enthralled just by your baking section right over here. All the toppings, the icings, and what's going on, the fondants, everything that's available. But 20 years, 2 years next door in a basement, 18 years here. What is your secret sauce, as they call it, for success?
I think people feel that whatever they buy here, they're going to go home and know what to do with it. Know how to use it. Make something delicious.
Do you get phone calls all the time?
Always.
I just bought this. What do I do? How do I use it? Sure. How do I open up the box? Take the tape off first.
How do I turn on the stove? We get lots of questions, and people know, and they're comfortable calling us and asking us for advice in the middle of the recipe. We help them, and they're really grateful, and they're customers for life.
Customers for life.
I think so. We have a pretty good reputation.
Customers. By the way, everyone I told this week in an shul that I'm going to the Peppermill, especially anyone who's from Brooklyn originally, who lives out by us now, I live in the Five Towns, actually, yes, it's in Flatbush, but everybody... I'm telling you right now, you have no idea the comments about how much they love the store, what the store means to them, that they come
it's
to the store.
Really nice.
I was like, wow. I was really, you know, enthralled that so many people out in Woodmere know all about the Peppermill.
When I told my family that we were going to do the podcast live from Peppermill, my daughter's like, Peppermill? Really, Oz? And she's looking at my shopping list.
Yes.
Very enthused.
Well, your wife, Rifki, does love the Peppermill. I know you told me many times. I do listen sometimes to you, not all the time. So also we have Hanukkah coming up. We did mention this. We have Hanukkah coming up, and this is your 20th anniversary, and you have so many amazing deals going on, super sales. Let's talk about some of these amazing products you have here that people should know about. What are you holding on to over here?
Well, first let's talk a little bit about Hanukkah. This is one of our number one selling items. It's a ready donut mix with instructions. So all you do is add liquids. You can make it parv, add water, you can make it milchig, add milk. You have your dough is ready to go. All you need to do is fry it up.
That's
mess
insane.
Mess in your kitchen.
I was going to mention that.
We sell tons of this. People love it. They can be a real balabusta without ever having made donuts before.
So basically, I can make donuts. My wife will come home. I'll have donuts made, and there won't be any of the mess that I usually
Absolutely.
Make. Absolutely.
Kitchen's
upside down and everything.
By the way, that really is an insane idea. I never even heard of anybody else doing that before.
Well, we like to be unique here.
We also have syringes. They're not ready yet, but we'll have them at the end of the week, pre-filled with custard and jelly donuts.
That's insane. So
you
can
just
put it
pick them up and have a party, and it's great.
No mess, no nothing. All pre-filled, you're saying?
Pre-filled syringes.
Really?
Yeah.
So one second. Can you buy the syringes also?
No.
You can all pre-fill them?
Pre-filled, custard, and jelly, and it was a number one hit last year.
Yeah, because cream. You're taking everyone's work and just making it easy for them.
Yes.
Nice.
And this way you can have different stations, get all the kids involved, because if you have tips and bags, it gets a little messy. You need a lot of them like this. You get them, they're done. Fill them, and they can reuse them. They can refill it with more custard.
Whatever
they
want.
Buy.
But you're selling them already pre-done, pre-made, just take it home.
Ready
That's awesome. Awesome. What else have we got going on over here for Hanukkah and everything?
So we've got Hanukkah cookie cutters. Which
oh, that is so
is
cute.
Always great. Even if you are not a Pachkiner, your kids will have fun.
Now let me...
Everyone has vacation. You need to do something with them.
Now, let me ask you. I see Hanukkah cutters, and I see Hanukkah Linzer cutters. Now, there's two sets. The one's in plastic. One is in aluminum metal. What's the difference if someone's like a first-time baker or worried about cleaning or anything else? What would you recommend for the first time someone using it?
Well, this is inexpensive. So if you're really not a baker and you're just looking for an activity for now, for your kids for Hanukkah vacation, this is not a big investment. Anybody can do $3, and your kids will have fun. This one makes you a little fancier cookies. You can use it plain, the dreidel. You can use the little cutters. You can make sandwich cookies where you cut out the design from
Look
the top of
coast.
The sandwich.
That's very cool.
And you can be much more upscale with a cutter like this.
Do you have a lot of people coming in just for these products while you're talking about what's easy, what's not easy? Or let's say new chassan and kallahs, new chassan coming in where they're just building, you know, their kitchen and starting to cook more and do more for a family, but they really don't have the experience or they don't have all the products in their house. Do you get those type of questions where to help them start off their kitchen?
Always. People will ask us questions. They'll come and buy a product. They'll ask us how to use it. We give them a recipe so they can make something with it. We'll give out cookie recipes all the time.
I'm sorry?
She wants to know what company makes it.
These are from the Kosher Cook.
From the Kosher Cook? Let me just put
Maybe
it up over here.
Show everybody so they can see what we're talking about.
Hanukkah mixes. And then over there, the Hanukkah, cookie cutters, cutouts. And what is this for?
Okay, this is a silicone mold. You can press cookie dough in here also. You can use it for chocolate. You can make ice cubes. Whatever you make pops right out.
Jello.
You can paste two together and get a 3D dreidel. So you can
That's
make
insane.
One.
Wow. So you put one on top also. That's insane. I'm sorry?
Donuts. They're interested in the donut.
The donut
mix you're interested in. Peppermill donut mix. Come get it only at the Peppermill. It's not available in any other local area. Only here at the Peppermill.
Show the sticker on the back.
Yeah.
As instructions there.
Instructions it comes with. Do they see it now, Rebecca?
It saves me the phone call of calling what to do with it.
Insane idea going on over here. Okay, what else we got?
Okay, so for the people who don't want to fry, because we're all on diets all the time,
Sure, trust me, sure.
You can also make baked donuts. We have silicone donut pans.
Did I see, maybe you used that, you had some stuff you were making in the back, you're about to give out an aluminum pan?
Yes.
Awesome. They came out beautiful, whoever made them, by the way.
So,
I didn't taste
them.
It.
Esty works here. She
I didn't,
made
but
them,
I saw them.
She's one of our awesome bakers. So we'll give you a recipe for a baked donut. A little less calories than the fried and just as delicious.
And you could use this donut mix with it? Or it's a different
thing? No, this is a yeast dough which needs to
be fried. Okay.
Right. But we have recipes for cakey type donuts which you would make in silicone.
Very, very
cool.
There's
two sizes, so you can still stay on your diet and have a mini. Or
thank you,
can
you
have
for that.
A
Yossi,
bigger one.
Yossi, can I have like five minis?
Not after last night.
Yeah, that's the problem with minis. You stop at one.
That's right.
Oh.
Okay, so for your Hanukkah parties and all your entertaining, you want to serve your fries or your roasted vegetables for the dieters some cool way. We have these mesh fry baskets that you can actually display them.
That is
them on
so
your
cool.
Buffet.
Like when you go like, to the restaurants and everything, they serve you French fries. Like, that is so cool.
And we have the cool newsprint parchment paper to line
by
it.
By the way, you are going to get a lot of business. I will tell you right now, I'm on a few WhatsApp groups. A few others that were on different ones also. Don't worry, I'm not on the Bike for High ones. But
yet.
In one of the chef and foodie groups that I'm on, we get questions from different party planners and people in the industry all the time. Where can they get these? I did not know that you could get these here. Do you not have any idea how many questions a week people are asking for those?
Okay, so now you know the source for all everything.
I know. I had no idea. This is really, really cool. Look how cool this is, everybody. Look how cool.
That is nice. I'm going to make those mini donuts, bake them.
By the way, you could put a few little mini donuts in here and serve them on Hanukkah also.
Yes.
You could serve it with one of our ready chocolate sauces.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Like little mini beignets.
You can also make donuts in little rectangular sticks. Instead of doing the typical round shape, you put them in the basket with some little sauce in a little cup, and you get your twist on
the presentation is everything.
Absolutely.
And there you go.
Yep.
Very, very
or roasted
cool.
Vegetables.
Or roasted vegetables if you want to stay a little healthier. I'll stick with the donuts.
I was asking for a friend.
Yes, always asking for a friend. And what else do we have going on over here?
So today for our anniversary, we have a few popular items that are on sale. We've gotten them at really discounted prices.
I love sales.
One of them is very popular for Hanukkah. It's a cheesecake pan that makes individual portions. So for whoever's familiar with cheesecake pans, the bottom comes out.
Oh, that is
so,
that's right, that's awesome, right there.
And this one makes individual portions, which is nice for dessert, nice for a sweet table at your kiddush. You don't have to fight with the pan.
I have to be honest with you, I've only seen those in the regular, you know, like the 12-inch or 10-inch or 8-inch, whatever, the big round ones. Never have I seen that on an individual cheesecake pan like that. That's insane.
So instead of $25, which is the usual price, we're selling it now for $18.
$18! That's $17.99 plus shipping and if you call in now. It'll come with a free gift, a selfie with the Kosher Guru. Call now, order today. And it's nonstick.
And free recipes.
And free recipes. And holds 20 mini cheesecakes just in time for Hanukkah.
12.
Sorry, 12. What did I say?
20.
Buy two comes with 24.
At this price, you want to buy two.
Yes, at this price, you want to stock up. Makes a great Hanukkah gift also.
Okay,
so Axo is famous for all their different versions of the spiralizer, which is the trend today for all the healthy eaters.
Thank you.
They come a one blade, two blade, and three blade, depending on what you want to, what your finished product will be, either a spaghetti cut, fettuccine, or a ribbon. They're all 30% off today, the handheld and the tabletop.
And
today and tomorrow, Sunday and Monday.
30% off. You ladies are practically giving it away.
Yes.
Giving it away. Whoever's not here now, get down to the Peppermill. Make sure you have lots of cash or credit cards available because you're going to want to max out each one and get everything that you want to stock up on at the Peppermill today. That's awesome. What else we got going? Ooh.
This is our number one seller in the store. The Old Clad Grill Plan has been our favorite since we opened 20 years ago. It is typically $80 on a regular day. It is now on special for $40.
Oh, wow.
Half
so this
price?
Is a pan you want to buy.
And it's Old Clad.
It's Old Clad. It's a lifetime warranty.
Yes, so you did a lot. You do a lot of grilling.
That looks very heavy.
Well, looks, that's what conducts the heat well.
Yes.
You preheat the pan. In 7 minutes, your chicken cutlets are cooked, done. 3 minutes aside, supper on the table. You can do vegetables. Oh, wow. You can do chicken, burgers, steaks, and whatever else you have in mind.
That's going to save me, especially when it gets colder now. I don't have to go outside and grill. I can stay in the warmth of my kitchen and grill with this. That's fantastic.
And it's very different than a George Foreman type electric grill because you can see your food cooking.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Hold on. We have to hold up the old clad grill. They want to see what we're talking about over here.
The cheesecake.
That is nice. Gabriel?
Yes.
Old clad grill.
Look at that. Goes on top of your oven, on top right over here. Old clad grill. This is awesome.
Wow. And it cleans really easily also. I know you probably don't think about that, but all the Bella
Postas do it. Because Mrs. Koshagru is in the audience, of course I do all the cleaning and dishwashing in the house and cooking, of course, of course. This is an awesome, awesome cheesecake. This 12 mini cheesecake pan.
On sale.
And they
on
pop
sale.
Out.
And they pop out. Look over
oh,
there.
Hindi said she has the old clad one. She's
in the Hindi said? Okay.
Yeah, she said
awesome.
She likes it. And then this is, where's
the access bar lasers? Yeah.
Spiralizer.
Also, as you are following me on Instagram, please make sure that you follow the Pepper Mill on Instagram and Facebook so you stay up to date with all the amazing products and events that they have going on. Facebook, the Pepper Mill. Instagram, the Pepper Mill. I follow them and so should you. Okay.
This is one last item that is on sale. These choppers are very, very popular. People love the convenience of...
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second, everyone.
Sure.
She meant to say the last item that's on sale, but remember, everything is for sale here, so you better come on down.
Absolutely.
Okay, what is this now?
This is a chopper. It's a vegetable chopper. These have become very popular in the last few years. Lots of companies make them. Some are good. Some are great. This company is known for some great ones, and now they came out with a
yes, because you have no idea. My Aisha's Challah makes me chop everything in the kitchen. My hands hurt. I'm so tired afterwards. She doesn't even know how to use a knife. So thank God. I'm going to be a professional chopper, so it'll save me some quality time that I can go back to learn Daf Yomi, work on my show material and everything, and hopefully she'll be able to cook a little bit faster because you know what? That chopping takes a long time. That
it
looks
does.
Like a lot of
you
fun.
Know, I try to get your attention. I try to get you all the time, and you're like, I'm busy in the kitchen.
Chopping
my
away.
Style. Correct, chopping
onions
away.
With potato kegel and everything. Ooh, look at that also. That's very interesting. It has a big area for tomato and small for garlic. Smaller items?
It's got three different sizes of blades.
Right.
And it will do all types of vegetables. You either can catch it in a container or do it onto your counter or cutting board.
Cutting board.
So you
I like that.
Options.
I like how even on the picture, because you and I both know, and you said there's better ones, and I know that I've used not so good ones, and unfortunately I had to buy at discount stores, and we had to throw them out because onions are very, very hard, and that showing onions and knowing that it can handle that, you know, is a great product.
Yes. So there are a few different ones from the same manufacturer.
I'm gonna show it a second because they're asking for it.
And they are all on sale today.
All on
wow.
sale. All on sale.
And
I feel like I feel like I'm on HGTV. Call in now for the next 60 minutes and you'll get them on sale in the next 60 minutes over here.
Check that out. That's pretty cool.
Check that out. It's very, very cool.
And it's got heft to it. You know, it's not like some flimsy product.
Everybody
you know?
In the store, everything you buy for the next 5 minutes, there's a 10% added tax to help pay for today's show. So please buy everything in the next 10 minutes. Go! Okay, all joking aside, what else do we have going on over here?
So our 2 o'clock raffle is already...
It's already almost 2:30. You're half an hour late.
You got it.
So 1 second, what are we giving away now over here?
Another bag of kitchen.
By the way, I have to ask. We've given away your cookbook, which was beautiful, and 2 swag bags. And this is the 3rd swag bag. Is every swag bag different or they're all the same?
Different.
Each bag is different?
Yes.
Everybody, you must come and go into the raffle every hour because every hour they're giving away, you put the winning ticket in there. Hopefully. Everyone. Yes. Just throw it right in. We're going to mix it up anyway. Don't worry. You know what? We'll do the raffle for 1 second and we'll come back and talk about these more amazing products because you look like people are just handing you more products to talk about, you know? It's like they have the PR rep from Cuisinart on the phone. Make sure you get this product on the show. Make sure you get that product on the show. We need more discounts.
Of the swag bag, what's the coolest item in the swag bag? Like what? Like, oh, I get the swag bag. Like, it's got like this amazing thing. What's...
So the item I love best
A Peppermill business card.
Well, the silicone baking mat is my favorite from the items that are in the bag. I use a I use them all the time when I bake. You want a sheet pan with it. It's called a silk pad or silicone mat. It's a reusable parchment.
Yeah, I started using them because Mrs. Kosher Guru, who doesn't bake, was making a mess everywhere, and I had to clean up after her. And, okay, maybe she's the one that bakes everything fine. You got me.
So that's my all-time favorite.
Awesome. Yes, get in. Okay, so let's do the swag raffle right now. I'm going to mix it up. And you know what, Yossi? As I did the other three, you pick out this one. You pick it out.
All right.
You pick it out. Let's see what's going on. Everyone, this is my partner and Team Kosher Guru member, Yossi Axelrod.
There you go.
We call him Spielberg because he does everything that I can't do, which is really almost everything.
Leah Kramer.
Leah Kramer. Woo! Yay! Is she even here? Is Leah Kramer here?
My daughter's friend.
Your daughter's friend. Yay! Is that a daughter? No. Everyone's smiling. No one knows Leah Kramer. She'll be back later. But,
okay.
Yeah, your old witness is Leah Kramer won.
Okay, Kramer. We have one more.
Okay. Oh, you have one more now?
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to do this one because you did that one. Okay, let's see who wins this one now. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to mix it up. And the winner is Kosher Guru. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Ruchala Klein. Ruchala Klein.
Yay!
Ruchala Klein, woohoo! We got
my
some
niece.
More.
Okay, family.
Okay, family, there you go. We're all family here today.
Absolutely.
Let me just put this over here so we don't drop it.
Okay.
And let's see what, oh, you can have it. Going back to the front. What other type of products you have in your hand that people are eagerly handing you besides a peppermint balloon?
Well, we have balloons for children today, so
yes.
Come on down with your family and every kid gets a balloon, a peppermint balloon.
By the way, they already made themselves over to 13th Avenue, so if you see every avenue, there are kids with green balloons. Follow them to the beginning here. Get to 16th Avenue, get to the peppermint, come get, you know, your Kinderlach balloons, come get balloons for yourself, make sure you tie them to your stroller so they don't fly away today because it's a very, very windy day. And what else have we got going on over here?
Okay, everybody that comes to visit us today gets a measuring spoon with our name on it. It's got four different measurements on it. It's nice and compact, doesn't take up too much room when you draw, and every time you bake, you'll think about
and
us.
And everyone gets a free gift. Everyone loves free. If it's free, it's for you, so come on down.
And this great bowl set is free with a $75 purchase. So whatever you buy here, you hit $75 and you walk away with a
free bowl
stainless
set.
Steel mixing bowl set.
So Yossi needs a Cuisinart bowl set because we do a lot of cooking and baking in his house for Two Dudes Cooking. Two Dudes Cooking is actually our Saturday night show, which we should get you on.
I've seen them.
You've seen them because we can use some of your products, and we'd love to have the Pemelin part of our Two Dudes Cooking on Saturday nights. Yes, it's Matzei Shabbos, and what better time to start the week off than Two Dudes Cooking, and that's what we do because we're dudes and we love to cook. And that is free with every purchase of $75 or more.
Wow.
Today and tomorrow, or just today?
Today and tomorrow, while
supplies last. And supplies are running out quickly, so make sure you come down to the Pepperell today. That is awesome. What else do we got? Anything else, ladies, over here? Let's see what other stuff we have underneath. Anything?
I think that's what we have here at the moment.
That's what we have here at the moment. Okay, so let me.
I got a question first. One of my brothers, whenever we get together and we play ice hockey, we're always talking about hockey. Another friend, we always get together and we smoke meat, smoke food, we're always talking about smoking. But every family simcha, is it like what new products are out there, the two of you? Everybody's like,
That's what we do. We breathe the peppermint, we live the peppermint, that's it.
We actually have a few family members working here besides the two of us. So it is the topic of conversation and everybody is always giving us ideas. Some of them good, some of them not so good, but it's
but everyone feels I have to give you ideas.
Absolutely.
Advice is free.
It's a family business.
One thing very cool is the flyer. I think people should subscribe and get this flyer.
Absolutely.
How do they subscribe?
Well, they can either call us, visit us, drop off their address. They can email us. We send this to about 5,000 people.
Wow.
My daughter is actually the graphic artist for this flyer. So
very
like
talented.
I said, it's the whole family involved.
You got everybody going on
yes.
over here.
Hey, look at this. This is a
and I think somehow we're related.
Yes, we are.
So that's even another family business going on over here. You're really keeping the family over here.
And I'd like to give a shout out to the Peppermill family, all our staff, the ones who are not actually related, but we are a family that is going strong, and we can't do it without you.
Yes, yes, yes. Going very, very strong. So let me ask you a question. 20 years, 2 years next door, 18 years here, what are some of the memories that stick out, whether a story, a memory, a certain customer, something that really sticks out that when either you shep nachas from or when you think to it, may you know, think back to the story or whatever happened, you might shed a tear or just a nice heartfelt memory, something. Let's hear some of the Peppermill family stories, anything. I know I'm putting you on this spot. I know. I'm sorry. You can say I got nothing or a nice little story.
Well, it's always a good feeling as soon as the newsletter arrives in people's mailboxes, or if it didn't reach there yet, when is it going to arrive? That's the million-dollar question. But basically, every recipe that we put in or every product that we feature is something that people really follow. They want to make that dessert. They want to make that roast. They want to make whatever we suggest to them, and we try to help them through it, coach them through it. But it's kind of their Bible of the season to get them through that Yom Tov.
Awesome. Now, do you get a lot of these phone calls also throughout Yom Tov season? Forget the story right now. Throughout Yom Tov season.
Absolutely. And when we have a typo, we get even more phone calls.
The live video ended. We got to restart it. Hold on. And you what?
We get questions on other people's recipes. We always have a laugh when people call us. I'm making this recipe from some magazine, and I don't understand the instructions. Can you help me? Sure. We're here to help.
Always here to help. Now, let me ask you a question. How hard is it to put together the newsletter, magazine, whatever you want to call it? How hard is it? How much work goes into
it? It's kind of a division of labor.
Well, the day after Pesach, I start making cheesecake. So if that tells you, I'm the first customer for cream cheese in the grocery store, and the testing begins. And then we about 4 weeks before, we start typing
writing
up,
it, and our family soul taste as well.
Now, let's talk about, you have a cookbook. How many? I saw one. I don't know if you have more. Let's talk about what books and publications that you actually publish it for people to get as well.
So we write an article every Thursday in the Daily Hamodia.
Really?
Yes.
Very cool.
And I know that the daily papers are not as popular as the weekend paper, but it's there every Thursday, recipes and some interesting food info. Like we'll write on a certain subject, a certain food item, or before Yom Tov, it's going to be recipes that are related to Yom Tov. And that book is a compilation of about 100 articles.
Wow.
And Hamodia published it. So it's got a lot of information and recipes. We are still dreaming about publishing other books. Maybe one day.
Soon. You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
But it is still, the recipes are still being used. People tell us they still refer to the book. They are all recipes we have made.
No, I know that I write for the Whisk and Omni, and just to get that going in all time, it's a lot. To sit down, to get everything going, I can imagine what you go through between the newsletter, Hamodia, everything else. And quick question, with all of the phone calls coming in, how many phones do you actually have in the store?
Just two.
Just two? So you keep it going all day, so you don't have to worry about anybody else calling in, because I'm sure that phone is ringing off the hook.
It does, yes.
You also get a lot of email questions in?
Yeah, we do. That's obviously newer.
Right.
It's more recent, but sure, some people just only work with email. They don't even use phones anymore. So.
Or they bother you on the street when you're walking up and down,
course,
and everywhere else, and Shabbos.
Course,
and
when we're not working and meet them somewhere else, we always get questions related to the store. They'll apologize, but they'll ask their question.
They're going to apologize before, but they're still going to ask the question. That doesn't make a difference. It's like, you know, I'm going to be nice and apologize, but I really don't mean it because I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Right.
It's like when you meet your daughter's teacher and it's not PTA. It's kind of the same thing.
Exactly. My son's Rebbe and everything else.
Okay, so that's the book in case you want to do...
Right, so this is the book. This was actually the first prize that we gave out today, everybody. Put it over there in Facebook world.
There you go.
Put it over there in Instagram world over here. Can we all see it? Yes, yes, yes. So I just want to read the back real quick. Join the culinary connoisseur on an exciting foray into the Peppermill's world of cooking and convenience. The pages within include a wealth of information as well as a collection of tasty recipes. You will find cooking tips, ingredient substitutions, food history, and science. These tantalizing recipes will quickly become family favorites. Years of experience and knowledge, over 20 years now, are brought to you in this handy volume that will reach for again and again. An amazing, amazing book. Let's take a look.
Make that sound so exciting.
Let me tell you. Wow. Looks very, very easy, even to read about everything. The instructions. I like it.
Thank
awesome.
You.
This is very, very... Ooh, donut. I don't know why I stopped on donuts. At the conference. This is coming up.
That has chocolate filling.
Chocolate filling. As I like Bavarian cream and the lemon. Actually, a few years ago, I have to say that for the first time, growing up, what was a traditional house? Jelly, chocolate, whatever. I grew up in Queens, New York. Used to go to Main Street, whatever the bakeries had over there. But in today's time, I fell in love with cheese fillings. Cheese fillings, I love it. And caramel, of course.
You must like cheesecake, then.
Love cheesecake. Yes, yes, yes.
Put
love cheesecake.
It's a love, problem love when cheesecake. You're doing steak for your Hanukkah party and you love cheesecake donuts. You got to work it out a little bit.
Yeah, figure it out. It's okay. One night one night the other, in the morning, we'll figure it out. Yeah. So you're open to what time tonight? Because everyone was watching, if you want to come by tonight.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, 6 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow, what time are you opening?
11 to 6.
11 to 6 as well. So many exciting events. So much going on. Is there anything else you want to say before we continue our show? Any other ideas you want to hit? Topics? Anything we missed?
We're happy to have you here.
We're happy to be here.
Thank you.
We're always here to answer anyone's culinary questions. And we love what we do and we share it with you.
We see that from all the customers coming in and everyone just being wowed. They're sort of taken aback by all the products. And you have so much going on from... You have what I call the little library section over there next to the register of all everyone's cookbooks out there in the kosher world. And since we have many, many cookbooks, you have a huge selection of cookbooks. What actually, as I said before, Yossi and I were really amazed with the gift set over there, the gift area. You have the hand-painted items. You have other gift items to go.
Yes.
So even if you're coming just to get a gift for an event, a simcha, something, you have an area to come to. It really is just behind you over here. The what I call babka pans, bun pans.
Shalach
Manis. Coming up. Yes, yes, yes. Well, up to Hanukkah first, but yes, you got to start thinking about it all year.
Right after Hanukkah goes the Purim newsletter, so
that's very true also. That's very. People don't even realize in the kosher food world, especially in supermarkets, after Rosh Hashanah with all the honeys and everything else, and after, you know, Sukkot goes right into Hanukkah, and then the day after Hanukkah, right into Purim, and then Purim is so close to Pesach, people don't even realize that even during Purim, you're putting in Pesach, and then right after Pesach, right into Shavuos. It's just, you know, just... The cycle never, never ends. So, yes, you have to think about it all year round and everything else. And we really want to just congratulate you, Mazlov, on much, much
thank
success to another 100 years, 120 years
over
here. You should be here.
Amen.
And keep, you know, rocking it out in the kosher food world, helping everybody with everything that they're doing. The entire Peppermo family is amazing, and you ladies are amazing, and thank you so much. And we really had a great experience here today as well.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And the Peppermill is really a mainstay of the Borough Park community. Anybody who's grown up here and beyond really has been touched and influenced by the Peppermill and all the products. I'm sure that everybody in their house, including you, Yossi, that I know, have products from the Peppermill.
Correct.
How many products?
When I'm allowed into the kitchen.
But 1 second, you're the one that's...
This,
you know,
donut
smoking.
Mix is going to get me back into the kitchen. This is like going to get me back into my wife's good graces, because this way I can make the donuts.
Right.
No mess. Because anything I make now, like my daughter who's bat mitzvah is coming up soon, so she's overtaken me in terms of, like, she'll make stuff, she'll do things, because I'm persona non grata in the kitchen. Like, I make a mess. That's why everything I do is backyard. I'm grilling, I'm smoking. Everything's like backyard, because that way my wife doesn't have to deal with the mess. But now with this donut mix, I'd be like, hon, no mess. No mess
no
guaranteed.
Mess
thank
guaranteed.
You, the Peppermill.
By the way, has all the yeast and everything ready to go?
Yes, and the instructions.
And I was actually blown away by that. That I really...
That's
what
very
are the
cool.
instructions? Let's read it. In the mixer, combine donut mix with 1 cup warm water. Ooh, even Mrs. Kosher could handle that. Let mix for 5 minutes. Let rise 45 minutes. I think even my kids could handle that. KG2 might even be able to do that. Preheat oil to 375 degrees. I'll help Mrs. Kosher figure that out. Fry donuts until golden. Fill with desired filling, Bavarian cream, caramel, jelly, etc. Yield 12 donuts.
Not only that, but if you get the flyer, you'll know that if you can't read that right, you call 718-871-4022 to get the instructions.
So let me ask you a question. Instead of calling the number, you're here today. Are you going to come shopping over here?
Are you kidding?
What do you want to get? What do you like?
The Wusthof knives.
Wusthof? Oh, you told me the new knives.
Those knives. They look really nice.
Really? I didn't even see them. I didn't, because I was trying to, because I got to tell you, you told me the other week, you're so excited to be coming here because you do need new knives. And when I came in, I looked on the other side. I didn't even see the
correct.
Knife
so
set.
It's opposite wall of the gift sets.
Oh, so I spent more time on the gift
correct.
Sets.
Correct.
I like giving and receiving gifts.
So I'll just put it in landmark terms of what we're familiar with. When you hit the cakes, make a left. When you're walking awesome. In, you hit the cakes, make a left. The knives are to the left of the cakes.
That's what, 'cause I'm thinking of the bowl set, because I know you need a new bowl set for your kitchen.
No, I'm pretty good with that. But they do have a lot of cutting boards.
Yes, all the colors. So you can have milchiks, fleishiks for fish. You can have for Pesach for all year round.
The parve ones.
The parve ones, and even for Pesach, you can have milchiks and fleishiks. The amazing amount of.
Then what I'm going to also have is.
I'm in Budo Park. I got to say it correctly.
I'm going to have the clean one that's never used. That way we're going to have company
we're
coming
about
over.
It'll be the amazing selection of cutting boards. They have all different colors, everything. So watch that. It's going to fold over there. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
This way, when guests come over, they won't see, like, I have, like, a messy cutting board.
Right.
This is the guest cutting board.
This is the one that only when I come over, yes.
A clean one for show.
Yes, this is the two dudes cooking show. Cutting board.
We have customers that have two kitchens. They have a kitchen in the basement where they cook, and a kitchen in their regular home where they bring the cooked food and serve
for show.
From there, so everything stays beautifully neat.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Maybe my next house, I'm going to have to try and make that happen.
That sounds like the Guru Test Kitchen to me.
One exists, one doesn't. Which one is which? We don't know. We don't know. Yossi, Thanksgiving is coming up. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Do you do anything for Thanksgiving in your house?
We absolutely do.
So what do you do?
I don't know what we're doing this year. I have to find out from the Rebbetzin what we're doing this year. She lets me know, and I'm like, yes.
And you just agree?
Yes.
Yes.
You've met my wife. Would it be smart to disagree?
I think we both know each other's wives, and we both have to agree with what we have to agree with.
Correct. So usually in the past, we've gone to Essen with my in-laws.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. We go to Essen. Really nice meal.
By the way, I do have to say, one of the first times I've ever been to Essen was with you when we became friends. Even before we started doing Kosher Guru a little bit. If you remember that at all.
Yes.
We even had Isaac Bernstein over here with Shlomo, and even Isaac Bernstein one time when I found out that his favorite food is hot dogs.
Yes.
Isaac Bernstein is the executive chef at Pomegranate Supermarket, one of my favorite supermarkets.
Little name dropping.
Little name dropping, exactly.
He actually is the one who told us about Essen's Chinese food.
Yes, and that's
very underrated. Nobody knows about it.
But I do have to say, I actually enjoy, and that's one of the places that I actually crave going to, just because I love that old school, old world deli food that in the kosher world is not as prevalent as it used to be. So thank you, Essen, for being there.
And those kishka sticks.
Oh, kishka sticks.
Those kishka sticks.
By the way, even their sandwiches are very, very good.
Yeah, it's done right. It's not crazy. It's done right.
But I do have to give credit to them for their Chinese food, as you did mention, because I could go and have, which one of my favorite foods is kashavanishkas. I could go have kashavanishkas. I can have whatever I want. And
Chinese
food.
I know Kosla is one of
yes,
your favorites.
Yes, Kosla. And by the way, Kosla is very good.
It's very good there.
Good job. And by the way, we didn't even prepare to talk about Essen today, but since you mentioned it, I like Essen.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, people think like it's a sponsored talk. It isn't. I love Essen.
We like Essen.
We like Essen.
Yeah.
Their food, their deli sandwiches. Oscar, by the way. Oscar, who was the, I guess you could call it their deli man in the
De La Hoya?
Probably not.
Oh.
But I know him when he worked by the deli at Pomegranate. So he used to work when it was called the other store. I forget what it was called before Essen.
Essex.
Essex
and Coney.
Right. So he worked there, then came to Pomegranate for 2 years, and then went back to Essen. And he is so talented. He knows how to make a great sandwich. He knows how to do customer service. He probably has never even heard of our podcast or anything, but just a big shout out. So if you do walk into Essen, make sure you give a big shout out to Oscar over there. The guy's a mensch.
Golden boy. De La Hoya.
De La Hoya. A big Kiddush Hashem if you go and, you know, just give a shout out because he does work very, very hard to make everybody happy. But
I think everybody at Essen does.
Yes. The entire Jakubowicz family is
you walk
just
in,
good people.
Like mishpacha, you know?
Yeah, like mishpacha. Real mishpacha. And I just love, you know, even the servers over there, the waiters, the waitresses, everybody, old school deli people and everything else.
Yes, I know what Mrs. Kosher Guru is trying to say.
Yes, I'm being interrupted. What is she trying to say, Yossi?
She's trying to say, she's pantomiming that how the Facebook camera, this is to the left.
Yes, the Facebook camera.
Thank you, focus camera.
Oh, by the way, that happens to be a cool, I'm going to call it a tripod, because I'm not sure if that's
a it is, it's a mini tripod. It's got three legs to it.
It does, that's what I was kind of in. But it's actually very, very cool.
It
holds your
nice.
Phone beautifully with that wide-angle lens.
From Moment. It's a Moment wide lens.
With the Moment case, I'm assuming, because you taught me that needs the case.
Correct.
So you got to order the case. It is insane. But look how beautifully it holds the camera.
It doesn't look like something I put together in my garage.
No, which
like the
don't
old one.
Really would. like normally you would and everything. And there is just so much going on at Focus Camera. Focus Electronics. I think they were on 18th Avenue?
They're on McDonald Avenue.
McDonald, but close to 18th Avenue.
Correct.
If I am not mistaken. And they happen to be great, great friends.
I want to talk about something, Gabriel.
Oy Gewalt.
I want to talk about something.
Oy Gewalt.
I think you know what I'm going to talk about.
No, Oy Gewalt.
So as you know...
No, I don't know.
My friend...
No, I don't know.
David Mossberg.
Who?
The CEO, David.
Ah, a big shout out first to our CEO, David Mossberg.
Correct.
And CFO, Duvi Wiener, who's actually... Duvi is down in Miami, Florida.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah, taking in the sun and all the food scenes, getting ready for our Miami foodie tour that... We might be doing again for like another, like last year was like a 20-hour whirlwind. We have like a 16-hour whirlwind. Yeah. Yes. In and out. You are related to Focus Camera?
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle?
Yes.
We had no idea.
So Focus actually, Yossi walked in and he goes about 2 weeks ago now. He walks in, tells him, I need something for a podcast, Coach Guru. And one of the employees behind the, Yossi, you tell the story because it happened to you.
It's Ralph. So Ralph, really nice guy. He actually follows us. He's probably watching now.
He's a Hamisha guy.
Okay.
And Ralph, I explained to Ralph, like, I'm looking for a little, you know, selfie mount to put on my tripod. And he's like, I got better something for you. He goes, this Manfrotto mount is perfect for what we're looking for. So I'd like to say thank you.
And he heard about Kosher Guru that's going to be used on us. So he gave it to us as a gift for our show from Focus. So I did not know that he's your uncle.
Well, not Ralph.
But I know, but the owner, yes, the owner.
Is my uncle, yes. So.
Ralph is really, Banish, we'll call him. You know, Ralph is his English name that he goes by in the store. But Banish, maybe Baruch, we're not sure what Ralph is.
I was told his name
Ruvain.
Is Ralph.
You know it, Ruvain. A race, Shinar, it's Alice Gitt, it's all good. But yeah, he gave it to us, so we have to give a shout out to Focus for helping us out with our podcast.
So, back to...
Stop pointing, I'm trying to change the subject.
Pickagram.
Pickagram, how are you? Aleichem Shulam, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everything going?
Excellent. Thank God.
Great show today, guys.
Thank you very, very much.
Keep it up.
Thank you. We're going to schmooze in a second. Sorry. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have you on the air in a second. Don't go anywhere.
Do your thing.
So
you want you to do the thing with us.
I'm cycling back to what I was going to say. Cycling back.
I got it.
So as, you know, we're friends and David goes cycling. I do bike for Chaya. I go cycling. And you've been itching to get into this, so...
Because of you, I must say, and I do have to say a big thank you to you for actually allowing me to come down, even though you tried to get Yoel Margulies, who I wish her foolish limit to, not to allow me, but to come down for that first time, it's called the Pasta Party Bike for Chai. I have a newfound respect for everybody that goes to Bike for Chai. What goes on behind the scenes and what they do, by the way, and even the stories you told me, but to see them in action and how organized they are and everything else, yeah. Insane. So I thank you very much for bringing me this year to Bike for
Chai. You can't appreciate it until you see it. It's one of those things that you have to see it to appreciate it.
And all the young guys, whether from a Haimish background, a Shivish background, a Moderna background, they all come together for this event to help everybody over at Chai Lifeline is insane. I'm sorry?
Even my son-in-law.
Your son-in-law does bike for Chaim?
He does.
It was my first time. Once again, I did not bike, as you could tell, but I ate at the pasta party. I was invited to the pasta party this year.
The food is amazing.
It was, I have a newfound respect for everyone that's involved with bike for Chaim and seeing all of the walks of Yiddish life getting involved over there and that they invited me as their guest.
And he does it along with all types of Jews. And
it was amazing. I give him a lot of credit because I've heard so much about bike for Chaim for years, but I was actually, that's him? Oh, wow. Very, very cool. That's at the end after they did it.
That's in Camp Simcha.
Yeah.
How amazing is that entrance to Camp Simcha?
Awesome.
It's life-changing.
I can't describe it. Of course I went. That's me in there.
Right?
That was this year or last year?
This year. So he did third year he's doing it.
So how many years have you been doing it?
2013 was my first year.
2013.
I took off 2015 to have leg surgery and then, hop back on the bike, as they say.
Awesome. So talking about bikes, you were trying to say?
Yeah, so going back to bikes. So what did you do last night? I want to hear from you.
So I made Havdalah at home. And what else are you trying to say?
I went out to eat with my wife last night. What did you do after Havdalah?
My Mrs. Kosher Guru made beautiful pizza from Malava Malka for everybody. I did not eat it. Because I was going out, but she made homemade pizza as Malava Malka for all of the kinder in the house.
I'm cutting to the chase. I got a picture of you and Cootie.
So we were gonna go to Avos Ubonim and the local yeshiva by us, but I took a wrong turn and ended up at Avid Fitness. Good friends or newfound friends also, but from social media, Mandy and Avi Dagan own Avid Fitness, which is a fitness center, I guess you could say, where they have, you know, also separate men's hours, women hours combined. They are located off of Central Avenue in Cedars, New York. And I met Kuti Roberg there last night.
Yeah. I saw the picture.
So
I didn't see him yet. I didn't speak to him yet after. I'm waiting to get the 411 from Cootie.
You get it? Okay, the 411. So you will set when you're at work tomorrow in Borough Park. Yes, Yossi Axford actually works in Borough Park for Edison Home Healthcare, and Cootie's there. And they will be, by the way, every other Tuesday. I'm not invited for their share because of lots of food, and they don't have to invite me anymore.
It's a very good share, by the way.
They kicked me out of Borough Park. All joking aside,
you got to speak to my BFF about you being in Borough Park. Who's watching right now?
Who is probably watching right now?
He's watching on Facebook.
He's watching on Facebook. All right, Gewalt. Quicksilver Capital for all of your small and medium-sized business financing solutions. They rock. You need them. They want you. Go to quicksilvercap.com. Get financed today. Make sure you follow Quicksilver Capital on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and so much more. They are amazing. Okay, getting back to last night. I got on a bike and I went spinning. Yes, I did. I did it, Yossi.
Was it your first time wearing the cycling clothing? Is the kit, as we call it?
So I don't want to talk about what I wear in private, but it was my first time out in public wearing that cycling clothing. By the way, a big shout out to Yaakov Morgenstern of the Nancy Morgenstern Memorial.
Memorial Fund, yeah.
The Memorial Fund that he does in honor of his sister, who unfortunately was murdered in 9/11, that he came and gave me a jersey.
Oh, you got one?
He came last night and gave me a jersey.
Are you going to do this year's Memorial Ride? So let me give a little background to everybody who's listening.
Can I swag?
He has a SAG.
SAG, sorry. Swag is what I want. SAG is what we do.
Correct. So he does a Memorial Ride. This year was the first year out in your neck of the woods, the Five Towns, where this year we did it in conjunction with the Wounded Warriors project.
Sorry, one second. Ma'am, you need to take 12 of each. Just take 12 of each. Bring it up front. I'll bring you a case.
Don't forget, $75. You get the mixing bowl set.
Yes. You want to get up to the 75. You're almost there, right? You're almost there. Keep shopping.
So he does the, in conjunction with the Wounded Warriors project.
Right.
So the Nancy Morgenstern Memorial Fund. So you give a couple of dollars more than what the Wounded Warrior Ride is, and the money goes to the Nancy Morgenstern Memorial Fund, like a little tongue twister. And we get to ride with the big ride, with the Wounded Warriors Project. We actually had our own jerseys.
That must have been an experience, because those guys, what they've gone through and what they mean.
We took a group picture
with
them.
So much meaning.
We took a picture with them, and it was, wow. You know, it brings it home. You know, these people, they're injured now because of what they gave to us for our freedoms, for our way of living. And it's just, you know, it's glad that we can give back to them.
And Yaakov Morgenstern actually does do a lot of chesed with everything that he does through the Nancy Morgenstern Memorial Fund. I know that he's very involved in so many organizations, from Israeli soldiers to American soldiers. He's always down by the 9/11 Memorial, showing people around and doing so much more. So
you also follow him on Instagram?
Yes, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And Facebook. So a big shout out to him. Once again, all these great chesed people that we're giving shout outs to that we didn't even plan on doing. But see, this is one thing that I love about this show. Very, very open. Very, very...
It's inspiring for me to watch what Yaakov does. It's really...
7897 Gold, by the way, says, shout out to Mati Seigman, Peppermill's son-in-law. So might as well give a big shout out. Yes. But yes, Yossi, it was my first time on a spin bike last night. Spin Spell Cell gave the hashtag. Sorry, at Spin Spell Cell, whatever it is, gave the didn't give the class last night. She was great. My first time on the bike, and I want to give a big, big thank you for Avi Degan, and Manny Degan, who actually Yaakov Morgenstern, who actually, I didn't even have a chance to tell you because it was just crazy between work and everything else and after work. Yaakov sent me some voice notes, and I have them. I'll play for you later. Sent me some encouragement. Don't worry, just ride, just do this. And he was mentioning muscles that are going to hurt that I didn't even know I had these muscles or these muscles existed. He gave me a lot of chizuk before the ride. So a big yasher koach to Yaakov Morgenstern.
He's a mensch.
And I was going to chicken out last night, but, you know, Avi Degan had me going, gave me some swag last night, an Avid Fitness sweatshirt, water bottle, the headband. So a major, major shout out to being Avid Strong. And I do believe that everyone can do it. You know, I believe in learning Torah. I believe in eating healthy, working out, having a good time as well. There's so much great involvement what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and we should all do use everything for positive.
We spoke about this a little before the show. Now that you went last night, has that changed your mindset in terms of healthy living?
It has, because I started even today making healthier choices. For breakfast, I had a green matcha latte made at home with cashew milk, actually. I had an egg white omelet with avocado and everything spiced from Trader Joe's. And just as I know when I go out, listen, yes, we still have to go out to restaurants. I love going out to restaurants all the time. But I can stay away from the bread, and I can make healthier choices. And one thing that a big shout out to Yossi, and he actually saw me finally do it for the first time. Yossi's my partner, called Spielberg, wearing hat number 2. A big, big shout out, because he's been telling me to do this for such a long, long time, but never actually did it. As you saw, that taste. You don't have to eat everything you're given. At Kosher Fest this year, what did I do?
I was very proud of you. I was very proud of you.
I tasted.
We did it for the video purposes. You went over to the booth. We did our little interview with a little skit at wherever the booth was, except for the Hanes guys. You tried everything?
Yes, the lubricants. I had to have all the lubricant.
So
it's oil based, not water based.
They have, I think, all different types of bases, I believe.
Yes, the Hanes lubricants.
So you tried from each booth. And then you immediately, as soon as the video is over, you're like, where's the garbage can? You actually spit it out. So I consumed.
But also in years past, I would be given plates and plates and plates and plates of food. And I learned to just have a taste. Just be tasteful. Be tasteful. You don't need everything. We have a celebrity who just came into the store to visit us. And we have to give a big, big shout. I want to introduce himself. He is becoming a legend on Instagram. Does a lot, actually, is in Chinuch, which I'm very, very proud of. Let everybody hear who just came visit us. Tell us, introduce yourself.
Hi.
Give me your name. Tell us who you are. Give us a little bit of background.
Okay, my name is Yossi Einhorn. And I like food. That's how I found you.
Yes, Einhorn likes food. So I got to tell everybody, don't be embarrassed to follow Kosher Guru. Everyone should follow Kosher Guru. Follow the Peppermill. If you're following any other account, don't delete them, except for Kosher Guru. Make sure you follow the Peppermill. And we're going to hear your account in a second. So I like to follow a lot of, you know, kosher accounts and food accounts on Instagram. And Yossi Einhorn reached out to me, or I think he reached out to an account. Someone told him to reach out to me, somebody else. And Yossi Einhorn has a fantastic Instagram account. What's the name of it?
Great kosher food.
You take a look at the food, mouth-watering, beautiful pictures. And you're into photography also?
Yeah. I mean, look at my pictures.
I know, so tell us.
Okay.
What type of camera do you use, or do you use just an iPhone?
I use my phone, and I have an Nikon also.
Really?
I'm going to upgrade, though. It's not good enough anymore.
It's not anymore. Now that you're on...
We're raising the bar, yeah.
Great kosher food. Make sure you check out Akrei Kosher Food. Also, another fabulous food account to follow on Instagram.
Thank you. Make sure
you still follow Kosher Guru, but go follow Great Kosher Food as well. The guy's a mensch. So, Yossi Einhorn, who reached out to me, by the way, we're just schmoozing a little bit. Love helping out new accounts. Atzadik, you're in Chinuch. You love Instagram. You love food. There's so much out there to meet. Love meeting new people. What are some of your favorite kosher foods? Like, what do you like the best?
Steak. Yeah, that's my go-to. Anytime.
That's your go-to?
Wake me up 7 a.m., give me a steak, I'll be happy.
Even at 7 a.m. I need my coffee first. You know what? Yes, I can have it without milk, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I need my coffee. Steak, what are some of... I don't want to hear your favorite, because I know that person. I don't even have a favorite, because I like so many. Let me hear some of your favorite restaurants to go to have steak.
If I want a great steak, just a slam dunk every time, it's La Marais.
La Marais, great place.
Yeah.
Classic, by the way, classic. Mm-hmm. You know you're getting a great meal. What else?
You always have reserved cut, but the packet doesn't always love it. You know, it doesn't always work together.
So I will tell you a little trick I had at reserved cut. And
okay.
I played it wrong, because I thought you had to have the most expensive steaks, not so reserved cut. Next time you go, try their Cote de Boeuf. It's mid-priced.
I've done it.
So I love their Cote de Boeuf. I don't know what medium rare. I find it one of the best steaks on the market.
But first you have to go there and fall into the trap of taking the Wagyu beef. the Wagyu have
yes.
to try it. I've done that. And then we went back to the Cote de Boeuf.
The Cote de Boeuf I love.
Yeah.
I love. What else?
What other? By the way, they have a sushi over there. I think it has caviar on top.
Right.
And yeah, that's probably their best item.
By the way, their sushi is insane. Sushi is insane. And I'm not going out to have sushi there, but because I'm there, I have sushi. And it's insane.
Usually, when I go to a steakhouse, I'll choose a steak. I won't go for the sushi, but that sushi actually.
And first of all, a big shout out to Rick, who they hosted us 2 weeks ago for our podcast. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Last Saturday night before Kosher Fest.
Yes. They hosted us at Reserve Cut for our podcast. And Rick, we are so happy to have you back. Rick Brunner, Director of Operations at Reserve Cut. Guy is a mensch and treats everybody like family.
And you saw the picture of the Kosher Guru.
Yes. Okay. No steak. You want to say something else?
I'm a big smokehouse guy, so you I live in Izzy's until they kick me out. I get home sometimes.
So my partner over here, Yossi, is also a big smoker in his backyard. Okay. Lives in Flatbush and smokes me. He also plays hockey with Izzy also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Yes, really just joined us.
Yes, he got really into his hockey game.
All right, tell him to make sure to have diner ribs more often, but other than that.
By the way, I didn't know Chabadniks know how to skate or play hockey, so big shout out to Izzy for surviving and playing hockey and, rocking it out.
He wasn't bad.
I don't know if that's proper grammar or not.
You take it how you want.
We'll try to figure that one out.
You live here in Borough Park?
I live actually, a couple of houses down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you know the Peppermill for a long time?
Very much so, yeah.
Very much so.
Since I do a lot of cooking for a hobby, I fall into this place a lot of times.
Really? Yeah. Just around the block over there?
You can't be here more than 8 seconds before someone steps out, and helps you. So
that's awesome service.
I was actually having a very interesting conversation with a neighbor of mine. We play basketball together. And he was at Kosher Fest. And we're two dudes. We're walking down the street, and I'm on my block, and we're talking about food and recipes and new things. And then I thought for a second. I'm like, how the mindset, the mentality has gone from like only women talk about food, and it's like a feminine thing to now. Dudes, we do two dudes cooking, and we're three dudes, standing over here. We're talking about steaks, about recipes, about Peppermill. It's like, it's wild,
Yeah, I mean, a lot of big chefs are men, right?
But it's like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, times are changing.
And then we saw somebody, we have to talk about sports,
Yeah, so shout out to Kosher Guru. He was very helpful to me. Didn't even know me.
Don't even know.
Just reached out. And
let me explain.
He says he still doesn't know me.
Let me explain to you what I said. Everything's in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. Everything's in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. He wants to give you followers, he'll give you followers. Kodesh Baruch has all the money. He wants to give you parnasa, he'll give you parnasa. He wants to help me, he wants to help me. But if you didn't come together and we help each other, achdus, and that bring Mashiach and help and everything else. So I know you were nervous. What am I going to help you? Why am I having Kosher Guru? I'm going to take away? No. We all learn this together. We all have to help bring food and kosher with everybody else. Next prize?
Yep.
Okay, one more prize before we end the show.
Thank you.
Yossi. So first of all, Yossi, thank you so much for joining us on the air. Well, Shmuz will do more.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Yossi.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I am going to be having to head out very soon because I'm going to the One Israel Fund dinner. Yossi, don't disappear. Don't worry. You're here. Are we doing one prize or two prizes?
Three prizes.
So before we end the show today, we're going to do three major giveaways. Uh-oh, there's less and less tickets here. So everyone has a major, major chance of being in here. 1 second, there's two in here. Just going to, I'm going to keep it in because it's the same thing, just in case.
Am I holding it right?
You are holding it right. That's the good. Culinary Connoisseur, the Peppermill book. And that is the first prize coming out. Let's see who the winner is. And the winner is Hoffman. Last name Hoffman. Last four digits of your phone number 1245. Family name Hoffman. Anybody Hoffman here? Hoffman, okay.
I think my name might be Hoffman.
Yeah, it might be Hoffman. Okay, for the next swag bag, the next winner. Ooh, Peppermill cookies. Guys, take a look at these beautiful Peppermill cookies over here. It's blocking the Facebook Live right now, actually.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're going to move it out a little bit. Look at these beautiful Peppermill cookies over here.
These are made by Brooklyn Cookies. They are also on Instagram.
Made by Brooklyn Cookies, also on Instagram. Find them. Fantastic artistry. They glitter all around. And delicious, as Mrs. Kosher Guru says. The kids have had many of them. If there's no more left, you could blame my family. I'm sorry. Okay, and the
nice
next
swag, in here.
Swag bag goes to... I'm going to pronounce the last name wrong. I apologize. Shana Furziger? Furziger?
Oh, yay!
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 I apologize in advance.
You did a great job. You said it right.
Okay, wasn't really sure. Okay. One more raffle. One more grand hourly prize raffle. Remember, come by tomorrow, 5:45 for the grand prize raffle.
Check this out, these kitchen grips.
Okay.
Very cool.
And the winner is Kahan. Kahan. 845. Their address is 3 Kalev Way. If they got the V, you could be like vegan cool and be 3 Kale Way.
Huh?
All the way from Monroe. Make sure you check out Grand Food Markets in Monroe. Love Grand Food Markets. My favorite supermarket in Monroe. There you go, Kahan. You are a winner. So there's everybody else over here. So I want to thank everybody for having us. Come on down. I want to thank everyone for joining us on the air on the Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. I want to thank the Pepper Mill for hosting us today on our hit podcast, The Nosh. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook. You could download and listen to this and every episode of The Nosh on our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Go to podcast on Facebook and Instagram and on Google Play. And Apple iTunes.
It's fancy Apple iTunes.
Fancy Apple iTunes and cool Google Play. Wait, you're the Google guy, I'm the Apple guy.
I got both.
Yes, so thank you very much once again. Happy anniversary to the Peppermill. 20 years and 100 more to go. Make sure you check out. I don't sing and my voice is giving out, so I am not singing at all. At all, I'm tone deaf. I don't want everything to start falling down over here. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week, a great day. Peace out.